This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hands in the air!
Ka-ching and Thunder Moneyball! Shay says, this is my house.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
MVP, SGA, and company say we will OKC you in the NBA Finals, baby.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Susie Schuster. Earlier on the show, Browns beat writer Mary Kay Cabot. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold. Still to come, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hour number three underway right here on the Rich Eisen Show on Roku channel. Let's talk about 844-204. Rich is the number to call. Does your dog sleep on your bed or not? Because I think Chris Brockman is wrong. We talked about that at the end of the second hour. Chris, I think you're wrong, and I'm about to take you down with multiple callers. Just letting you know that right off the bat of the third hour.
Well, we'll see about that, I guess.
All right. You sound very confident.
Well, yeah.
All right, fine. that was a great intro. Hey, Felly, how are you?
Hey, I'm
good.
Great.
To see you. Good to see you. TJ, how are you, sir?
I'm straight.
Good to know. Thank you for that. guys, Caleb Williams is out there addressing the conversation that Seth Wickersham put forward with his new book, addressing what has happened in Chicago the last couple of years, and about reluctance from him to join the Bears organization. He came out and said that the book's excerpts have been a distraction over the past 2 weeks. He wanted to address it publicly for the first time. This is what he had to say.
All that went down, all that was said, yeah, I had a good visit at the other place, Minnesota, with Kevin O'Connell, good staff and all of that, obviously. He just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that. But something that keeps getting lost, something that keeps getting, I think, not being addressed the way it needs to be, is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here, and then after I came here, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently, one never happened in the sense of they were all thoughts. They were all ideas. And I think if you're in the situation, I think if your son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options and, you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things. And, you know, those are thoughts that go throughout your head in those situations. So, you know, all of those were thoughts. And then after I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer and determined answer that I had is that I wanted to come here. And just like Ben spoke about, obviously, you know, the past years, as everybody knows, it's a fact that quarterback play, there hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer. There's, you know, these all these different things that come up. And so, you know, being able to have those thoughts is I think, fair to be able to have, you know, good and bad thoughts. But like I said, I came here on a visit. And like I said, just like Ben said, you know, it's a challenge to be able to come in here and try and turn around. And that was the main goal of all of that is to, you know, through all of, you know, what was – know, going on through all of what happened and you know, last year and previous years, you know, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me, that I wanted to come here and be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why Chicago Bears turned this thing around.
Yeah, he went to go visit the Bears after seeing the Vikings. We know that happened last April. This is what he had to say about what Seth Wickersham said about him watching film alone.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, pick up things better. So that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So, it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film, I can gather more information, so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, I'm that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, all the way up to, whatever day the game day is. So when I get out there, I can gather it, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory.
I don't think, and I was sitting in your chair the day that Seth texted Rich and said, I've got a big breaking news story here. It wasn't that Seth said that he didn't know how to watch the film. It was that he was sitting in a rookie room in that quarterback room alone watching that film, having to discern it himself. There's a very big differentiation here, and I think that has to be said. And I appreciate that he said there in that clip, it wasn't, I know how to watch film. We all know that he knows how to watch film. But the fact that Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus were letting him sit there trying to figure out on his own is what is the most concerning, Chris.
Yeah, it didn't seem like... we all talked about last offseason. Oh, TJ, Caleb, all the weapons around him, great situation. He's set up to succeed. We didn't think about that from the coaching and administrative standpoint. Whereas this year seems like it's kind of a 180, where all of that infrastructure, Ben Johnson, is in place now. And I kind of love those answers from Caleb. The more I hear him speak, and the more I like him, and I think he's going to be very successful in this league and kind of live up to the hype and the expectations that was kind of thrust upon him when he won the Heisman Trophy. I like all of that. I like all those answers.
I mean, first of all, we would never know any of these things because none of us are in these buildings, right? So, just like I said, with Flacco getting asked that question 100 times and we only hearing the one answer, But the thing is, was his dad wrong about,
That's like, the other thing. They were right.
They were right.
Last year was a disaster for Chicago.
And you have to understand, this was said before he got drafted. It wasn't like he was there and then he said it. And then once he got the meeting with the front office and organization, he told his dad, I want to do this. Right. I want to win with these guys. So, he just wants to put it behind him, and I get it. And if I'm a Bears fan, I'm not going to let that, cloud my image of him whatsoever. Like, I'm fully behind this guy if I'm Adam in the back or any Bears fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it tough to say that quarterbacks go to die in Chicago? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jeff Garland was here yesterday, diehard Bears fan. He has season tickets. He's seen it all, right? They have two good quarterbacks in their history.
Sid Luckman and
Ginger McMahon. Your third best quarterback ever is probably smoking Jay Cutler. Yeah. And so, it's not a long list of great QBs.
Well, Grossman took him to the Super Bowl.
That's true. Sexy Rexy did
Sexy
go to,
Rexy,
did go
yeah,
to the Super
exactly.
Bowl. But that was kind of a defensive-led team. And Devin Hester returning every kick for a touchdown, it seemed like. So, they should be really excited to hear Caleb say all these things that, and Ben Johnson and the direction and the way they handled their draft. Last year was a nightmare. And for Caleb to say all these things, in March and April before the draft last year after meeting with the Vikings, I would have wanted to go play for Kevin O'Connell too if I went and talked to that guy and came away thinking, man, this guy, we've had him on the show a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. You saw what Minnesota's done under his leadership. He's an offensive genius. Our last guest, Sam Darnold, he should pay Kevin O'Connell a commission for what he's done to his career to get it back on track.
I was thinking the exact same thing when you said that. We just had Sam Darnold on. If you missed it, here not only will the show repeat on Roku channel, but you can find it on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page. But he basically was saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, so Caleb comes away from that interview last year thinking like, damn, I would love to play for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to Chicago. He meets with all of them and says, you know what? I am okay, and I want to come to Chicago. Yeah. I want to be the first overall pick. I want to turn around here. Okay, great. And last year was a nightmare, and now it seemingly has been, you know, done a 180, and it feels like the Bears are going to be in a good spot for a long time. And I'm excited about that, and I'm excited for Caleb Williams. Yep. I still think he's going to be great.
The Bears.
I'm excited for a caller, because let's take Patrick in Napa. Patrick, what do you think about dogs sleeping on beds?
We have a German Shepherd, a Pug, and a Frenchie, and they all sleep in our bed.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate your time.
That's it? You're just giving him 3 seconds?
No, I'm just saying snugly sit there while Patrick heads to Mustard's and gets a glass of wine. I'm just saying, Patrick, thank you for your time. I'm so glad. But Patrick.
Susie.
Yeah.
You have been filling in for Rich a lot. You need a girls trip to come to Napa. Come see us.
Do you know what? I think that we're going to ask Roku. Hey, Roku, why don't we send Women's Sports Now on the road? I have a feeling that Colleen Wolf could really handle a glass of wine. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we're not open to the public, but I'm extending an invitation to come see me at Gemstone.
Oh, I mean, I would love to. Whoa. Are you kidding? Let's look it up and let's go. I mean, there's very few places in life that we love more than Napa. So the invitation is great. And you're clearly very smart. So because you let your three dogs sleep on the bed.
Thanks, Susie.
Thank you, Patrick.
Great. Let's go to David in Toronto. What's up, David? How are you today?
Hold on. I didn't say that. I said let's go
Absolutely
Troy
not.
In Tennessee.
Absolutely not.
Dave's on.
All right, Chris. I totally agree with you.
Thanks, brother.
We have a Cocker Spaniel. And when I met my wife, the one rule was the dog doesn't sleep in the bed. He's always licking down below, and he doesn't wear shoes when he's out. There's rainwater. The dog can't come on the bed. That's my sanctuary for a clean space. So Brockman all the way here.
Hey, Dave, what's your wife's name?
Samantha.
Samantha, are you out there listening? Don't let Dave tell you what to do.
She doesn't have SiriusXM. She can't listen.
Okay.
I'll show her the clip later.
Yeah, show it. Okay.
Agree with me.
Dave, you're
David,
crushing it.
David, I think you're awesome. I hope you eat a Taroni. That said, Samantha, are you listening? Don't let David tell you what to do.
David is living his life the right way.
It's your house. It's your dog. Kick him to the curb and let your Cocker Spaniel hop up on the bed. Come on.
It's messed up.
That's all I have to say. David, thank you for your time.
Don't tell David what to do.
No problem. Thanks, Susie.
David,
thanks,
keep fighting the
David.
Good fight.
Quiet over there. Hey, Troy in Tennessee, what do you have?
Hold on.
I'm just starting off. My girlfriend's cat does get to sleep in the bed. That's not up to me. I don't get to make that decision. So that's happening. But as far as the dogs go, I grew up having dogs sleep in my bed. Now, I'm a paranoid guy, but I blamed every time that my little brother and I got pink eye on that dog, which here's my thing, right? Look at letting your dog into the bed and getting pink eye the same way you would look at getting into the ocean and potentially getting involved in a shark attack. Like, your chances are higher than 0%. Should you choose to put yourself in that situation?
I think that is
that's a great analogy.
it's crazy at the same time. I want to say thank you, by the way, Troy. Let's break this down. The chances of getting a pink eye from a dog and being bitten by a shark.
The same.
Greater chance of being bitten by a shark. How are you going to get pink eye from a dog? Dogs don't get pink eye.
Gas.
Why do you look so flabbergasted?
Do you know how you get pink eye?
From touching dirty stuff and putting it in your eyes.
Mm. And fecal matter and all that stuff gets into your eyes. That's how.
Is that really how you get pink eye?
Yeah. That's how you get pink eye.
Oh, God. 844-2-RICH is the number to call right here on the Rich Eisen
and
Show.
And you know what? The dogs kind of lick all day. And cats lick all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're bringing that into your bed where you sleep and put your face on your pillow. are we on the same page?
No.
Okay.
Nope, we're not.
Okay. So your original point, too, was
thank you, Philly, for
a dog for each child.
Philly, do you know why I love you? Because you don't want to hear this nonsense from him. I love you, Philly, because you knew that I needed this ship rightened, and you did it for me. Thank you, Philly.
You are welcome.
Mm.
But I have to ask, how often do dogs actually split up and go to different rooms? They seem to always end up in the same room if they're on a bed.
Ours actually know where they sleep. They have their individual beds. Right. We say to Halo, where's your baby? She gets up and just walks right to Taylor's room.
Okay.
And then same with Dylan. We're like, Dylan, where's Coopy? And she goes to his room and then promptly leaves at 5:45 every morning and wakes us up.
All right.
And by the way, do you know where her favorite place to sit is? Rich's pillow.
It's pink eye right there.
I'm just saying, hold on, 11:14, we've got time. Hold on. We've got Chris in Texas. Quiet, you guys. You guys, I'm sorry, but phone lines are lit. I'm going with it. Let's take Chris in Texas.
Chris, what's up, man?
I got to agree with Susie. Of course, I can never agree with you, Brockman.
Understood.
You're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I get it.
And but I'm a Patriots fan, but you still agree with me.
Yeah, so Chris, what's up with that? Susie?
I'm a Patriots fan, but you still agree with me.
Well, you're female.
Yes, I am.
We have the same name, brother. Come on.
So what?
That's right.
You're a
Chris,
male.
I think you're great.
Just like I disagree with Rich on baseball.
I think
Braves
you're great.
Braves and Astros all the way.
Braves and Astros.
What right. kind of dog do you have?
Shih Tzu, a Westie, and then a couple of mutts.
I think you're great, Chris. Thank you so much for the call.
That, hold on, that's four dogs?
That's a lot of dogs. Meanwhile, my brother's somewhere in Boston so annoyed that we're not talking about sports right now. I'm going to get a text like, this show's off the rails. Let's go back to sports.
Show's off the rails.
Can we take one more dog call? But I want to let Anthony and Lenny know that we are going to do win-loss before this show is over. You get to choose. I mean, Terzo, Jimmy, that's like Sophie's choice of callers.
Well, hold on. Terzo did beat him by 30 seconds. Terzo called in first. We'll take Terzo.
All right, Terzo.
What's up, brother?
Well, what's up, guys? Hey,
there's a lot on the line here, Terzo. You better come correct.
Well, we know Terzo has a giant dog.
We got Obi, and Obi is more famous than any dog that's around. Like, he goes down to Carl's, and people make out with that dog all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he definitely hops up in the bed with us. You know, he does get kicked down because he starts to snore quite a bit and quite loud, but he's always welcome to snuggle. And trust me, it's one of the best snuggles. That 85-pound dog, he lays right out across. You get the nice little pillow. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a good boy, Terzo. He's a good boy.
Terzo, you're one of our favorites. But you let the dog go to the bar. Bars.
Oh, yes.
In principle, not clean places.
Oh, but, dude, I give him baths all the time. That's the nice part about where I live. They got a nice little dog station. Nice. He gets a lovely little bath. He gets taken care of. I make sure that he's not just jumping up there all muddy and nasty.
I mean, Terzo, I've never felt closer to you than I do right now. Look at Terzo's great
dog.
Is
a giant.
Ooh, he can handle his booze.
That is a great dog. I would take that dog to a bar.
He's a great dog.
Thank you,
and
Terzo.
Terzo's like 6'5". That dog is huge. See you, buddy.
Let me ask you a question. When you come home from going out, do you sit on your bed in the jeans you wore to a bar?
No.
You change?
Yes.
Right away.
Airplane, any type of travel, clean. Get in bed, clean, people. Yeah. That is where you sleep.
Okay, so I agree with that.
You're coming around.
I'm so not coming around.
The wheels are turning in your head. You're like, I shouldn't let all this filth in my
bed. No, the wheels are turning in my head because I'm looking at the math thinking, can we take another call before we go to break? That's all. Don't try to tell me what I'm thinking. Christopher Brockman. All right, one more. Jimmy, quickly before we go to break.
Get quickly because Terzo beat me by 30 seconds.
I know, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Hola, Susie.
Hola, Jimmy.
Screw you, B-man. And
that's
your
right.
Soulless, bald soul. Come on.
I'm not soulless. Our dog passed away in January. I loved him very much. He did not sleep in our bed.
I can't tell you don't have any hair.
First of all, he was also Sarah's dog before, so you didn't love him quite as much.
True. Don't tell me what I didn't love or not love.
She sleeps at the foot of my bed. None of that pillow stuff. I don't want to get pink eye. But you can have your dog in the bed. And then I have a question. Is Colleen Wolf a dog person?
Oh, gosh, Jimmy. Oh, gosh, Jimmy.
TJ. TJ just picked up a big stick. I don't know what he's doing with that, but whatever. She is very much, she has a dog named Kima, who's insane. She is a rescue border collie, but she's very much a dog person. Do you love her even more?
No. So, when her and I go to dinner, it'll be a dog friendly restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Jimmy, why'd you have to snitch on me about the candle last time you called, bro?
Because we're in competition, TJ.
Oh my goodness. What is happening?
Jimmy, you are the best. Thanks for calling in. I mean, I have to say, she is the cutest human being I've ever met in my life. So I understand the feud, but...
I have no feud. I'm not no competent. I just... I left a coworker a gift. That's all. Don't look too deep into
it. And her note back was...
Dallas still sucks.
Women's Sports Now follows the show. I'm just saying right here exclusively on Roku Channel. Let's take a break.
I want my candle back.
We come back. Let's hear from Kylie Kelsey, who is our guest on Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel, because she is awesome.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
There's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob. @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio and you begin to think something could be up. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich. Late last night and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true.
Yes.
And one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else,
yes,
that the fires of hell are still very much blazing, because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? What? Like, binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a Pink Eye episode? Star in a sequel to basketball? Or just for you, Rich.
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. Your son tweeted it out that this is not you.
When I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me,
yes,
one tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? The guy couldn't even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
Oh, boy. What we talk about in the...
A lot of times, the Rich
will
hours
be like, are really scary. Really frightening, I have to say. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen.
Hey, Susie, what's up?
Hey, Christopher, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I am doing so well.
You know, a lot of times, awesome. Susie will come back from break and, you know, Rich, if he doesn't have anything to say, will look to us and be like, what were you guys just talking about?
I know.
The conversation you and I were having, we definitely can't say that.
It was a Magic City style conversation.
Aren't you glad you know what that place is now?
Oh, my God.
I was just going to say this. There's something wrong with you, okay?
Next time we're
he did. He said to me. He
next
said
time
to me,
we're in the A, we got to make a trip.
He said to me, there's something wrong with you. I'm like, you have no idea. This seems like a great time to say after the show, Women's Sports Now is coming up exclusively on Roku Channel. If you haven't checked out our Women's Sports show, I really hope you do. It's Colleen Wolfe, who TJ's a big fan of. It's Sarah Tiana, who you're lucky to be with, I'm just saying.
Extremely.
It's Renee Montgomery, who is the OG, the coolest point guard, who won with UConn, who won with the Lynx, and is a part owner. She's actually a half owner of the Atlanta Dream, and she's
boss. I know, we should have some tickets this week.
Yeah. Uh-oh. They left me out, by the way.
What do you mean?
Sarah went to the game on Tuesday night, didn't say, hey, Susie, you want to go to the game with me?
That's not exactly what happened.
She said, it's not my responsibility to call you up and say you want to go to the game.
Not exactly what happened.
That's kind of messed up.
Pretty much what
happened.
According
to Chris, Sarah didn't ask for the free ticket. She actually...
She paid.
She did. She's awesome and she's amazing.
Which is amazingly ridiculous to me.
You guys talked about it last week. I mean...
If I know someone who governs a team, I'm asking for something.
Chris, I forgot what we did a segment ago. I needed a little help. I needed a little hey, Suze, do you want to go to the game?
And here's the deal.
Did you remember to get a ticket?
I'm with you as well. Right. Sometimes I need a little reminder on things. What do you mean? I told you that 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Come on. I need a little reminder.
I got two jobs.
You got lots of dogs.
Didn't you go to a game last week, though?
I did. I went to the Valkyries game with Taylor on Friday night, and the Valkyries got the win, by the way.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that their first win?
Yeah, it was. Kate Martin was great. That said, I digress. I'd love to have you guys take a listen to Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel. We had Kylie Kelsey, the host of Not Gonna Lie podcast, who has taken the world by storm. You might also know her as Jason Kelsey's amazing wife. Four girls. She deserves an award. This is what she had to say about the Tush Push and Jason's role in making sure that it is still legal in the NFL.
Being married to Jason, who I feel like almost is part of the face of the Tush Push, and he was lobbying for it, or at least answering some questions about the Tush Push when it was voted on and it was not banned. So what are your thoughts on that Tush Push?
I'm so proud of him for being so passionate.
This is so great.
I love that he is still living through, especially a play that he was literally at the heart of, right?
Uh-huh.
He was front and center. And it just cracks me up that it's such a controversy, honestly, that they're talking about trying to ban it. I do think that there is something to be said about the fact that not a single team has figured out a way to consistently defend against it. And it seems a little bitter. It seems petty that we're trying to ban it. It seems like maybe a few more teams should figure out how to defend consistently against it. And then we should determine whether or not it's a problem for the game, but
it's giving do better is what it sounded like. It's giving do better.
Right. Just because you can't defend it doesn't mean it should just go away. This is the most sore loser thing I've ever heard in my life. So please figure out a way to defend it and figure out a way to pull it off yourself on offense.
No one else is executing it at the same level. So.
She is fantastic. That is Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel. I hope that you will watch. New episodes drop every single Thursday, and we are having the greatest time doing this show. So take a listen, take a watch.
Shocking that Eagle fan Colleen Wolf would agree that those trying to ban the brother we shove are weak sauce.
That's so true, but I also agree.
I do too.
Let's face it, then get better at playing it. Get better at defending
it. Better at stopping it. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop complaining. That was Colleen, by the way, TJ, in case you were wondering.
I was watching. I was
just making sure you're paying attention. I know that you are because she was on.
What is wrong with you?
So much. You have no idea. All right. Can we take one more dog call?
You should avoid the lines. They're not agreeing with you.
Shut up, Jay.
No, Michael in Louisiana.
Come on.
Don't tell her.
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm very good. First time I've been on with you. I've been on with Rich twice, but I definitely love being on with you more.
Hey, well, chill, Michael. And chill.
Number one, my man, Michael. Quiet, all of you. Number one, as well you should. Number two, I'd love to hand you the floor.
Chris Blackman is a lunatic on this dog's not sleeping in the bed. I got a 4.5-pound Yorkie.
Well, that's 4.5 pounds?
She sleeps underneath the sheets with
me. Oh, that is next level. I thought you were going to say you had a bloodhound dog, but I
see.
I love the fact that you have a Yorkie.
Oh, it wouldn't matter what dog it was.
Yeah.
Any dog is going to sleep. What is Brockman leave? His dogs outside or something during the winter?
No, on the floor next to the bed where it belongs.
Where you belong. Okay. I don't know.
I do the Saints win loss game.
Yes, you want to do it? Let's do
Come
it. Hold on,
Michael.
Hold on. Let's do it. Hold on. I have this takes me a minute.
Yeah,
hold on.
It's in alphabetical order, Seuss, and then you just end New
Orleans. That looks.
Where'd you go to school?
Altoona High.
That ain't Columbia, bro.
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
You got to write these down too, Sue.
I don't write anything down.
You need to write them down.
I don't write any of them down.
Trust me, I've noticed.
We've got to go back and review everyone's work.
That's your problem, not mine. All right, let's go. Week one, Arizona Cardinals.
I'll do it, Chris.
Home or away?
Home.
Win.
Week two, home for the 49ers.
Loss.
Week three, Seattle Seahawks on the road.
Loss.
Week four in Buffalo.
Loss.
Week five, home for the Giants.
Win.
Week six, home for the Patriots.
Win. Absolutely.
Come on, Michael.
It's cold.
Is that because of the dogs?
I'm killing you, bro.
Just for the dogs.
Weeks. Is it because of the dogs? Week seven at the Bears.
That's going to be a shock. I think we're going to win that one.
Ooh. All right. Week eight, home for the Bucks.
Done. We're win.
Week nine for the Rams. Whose house?
Whose house?
Oh, we lose that one.
Five and four.
Week ten at the Panthers.
Win.
Week 11 bye week. So week 12, Atlanta Falcons at home.
Win.
Week 13 at the Dolphins.
Lose.
Week 14 at the Bucks.
Win.
Week 15 at the Panthers at home.
Oh, win.
Week 16, Jets at home. Win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they stink.
10-5.
Week 17 at the Titans.
Win.
Week 18 at the Falcons.
Lose.
11-6. Same as, was it Wes earlier?
Yeah, I think same.
Yeah, same as Wes. 11-6.
Yeah, and we're going to end up... I'm telling you, the new quarterback is going to shock people.
All right.
Shuck is going to shock.
Shuck's going to shock.
Love it.
Shock. Yep. Well played.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Michael, for that call.
Michael,
enjoy
your weekend.
Thanks for making fun of Chris Brockman. Fantastic. let's take, because I don't like it when I leave people hanging too long. Let's take Anthony in Pennsylvania for a Jets win loss. So let's just say loss across the board and we're done.
Oh.
No?
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Anthony, you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Susie?
Hi, Anthony. How are you? Thank you for holding on. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Well, real quick on your dog question.
Yeah.
I had an 18-year-old cockapoo, Spencer. We sadly had to put him down 3 months ago, but did sleep on the bed.
and my wife used to kiss him on the mouth. So,
Anthony, I've never felt closer to you.
Sorry for your loss,
I don't know you, but I feel like I know you. I'm sorry for your loss, and I hope that you adopt another one.
We're thinking about it.
All right. Well, let me know. I'll find you one. I'm crazy that way. Don't say anything. I knew what you were thinking. Okay, let's do win-loss. Ready? Week one, home for the Steelers.
Win.
They know what they're doing, right? The NFL schedule. You think it's going to be Rodgers there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Week two, Buffalo Bills at home.
Loss.
Week three, Buccaneers on the road.
Win.
Week four, at the Miami Dolphins on a Monday night.
Win.
Week five, Cowboys at home.
Win.
Week six, Broncos and Tottenham.
Win.
Week seven, Panthers at home.
Win.
Week eight, at the Bengals.
Loss.
Week nine is a bye. Week 10, Browns at home.
Win.
Week 11, at the Patriots on a Thursday.
Win.
Really?
This is the Jets we're talking about, right?
Anthony, I feel close to you, but I'm going to challenge you on that
one.
Week 12, at the Ravens.
Loss.
Week 13, Falcons.
Win.
Week 15, home for Dolphins.
Win.
Week 15, at the Jaguars.
Loss.
Week 16, at the Saints.
Win.
Week 17, home for the Patriots.
Win big.
Wow. Big.
Win big.
Whoa,
week 18, at the Buffalo Bills.
This one's for Cooper. Tough loss.
Tough loss. All right. I gotcha. I gotcha, Anthony. Thank you for calling in. And again, sorry about your puppy.
Oh, thank you.
12 and 5?
I got priorities here. 12 and 5. That's ambitious, don't you think?
I don't want to make, like, eating hat bets or any of that stuff.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. But if the Jets go 12 and 5?
Del Tufo shorts.
Del Tufo shorts.
Off his body.
And clown makeup.
Clown
my
makeup.
Del Tufo doesn't have two outfits.
I'll let your dogs sleep in my bed.
Okay, that's the bet. I will bring both dogs over and park them in your bed, and not leave them there because I wouldn't trust you.
Jets going 12-5. Like, what are we talking about?
Just roll
shouldn't
around.
Throw anybody with that bad knee.
Little pink eye.
Jeez, I will gladly get pink eye if the Jets go 12-5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let me just get this straight. Del Tufo shorts off his body.
Yep.
Clown makeup and your dogs in the bed.
All of it.
Yeah. Don't forget the pink eye.
I've never rooted for the Jets before in my life.
I kind of
great question, Philly.
The Jets go undefeated this year.
Now I kind of want Aaron Glenn to take off. Whatever. Lenny in Panama City. Bucks win loss. Let's do you because I don't want to leave you hanging here.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been waiting to do this with you.
Well, and, I'm so happy.
As the guys may remember from last year when I called in, I've waited so long that gummy set in like no.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Lenny.
That's right.
So this year I'm chewing on cannabis stalks or bark right now instead.
You're eating bark?
Eating bark like Terry Bradshaw.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Is your THC content high today, Lenny? That's the question.
Why would I waste my time?
Now we're talking. Lenny, welcome to the party.
Oh my God, Lenny, I love you. All right, let's go. Ready? Guys, ready? Bucks. Week one for the Bucks. Week one is at the Falcons.
Well, if the guys remember again from last year, I did something that Rich said has never been done before.
Yeah, you predicted when the quarterback would be change.
We're going undefeated, and we're going to do it again this year.
Oh my gosh. Week two at the Texans on Monday.
We're going undefeated, baby. You don't
Are you kidding?
17-0. He said
17-0,
man.
Man.
Yeah, we got to change that to 17.
What's in that bark?
Some good stuff.
I have one other bold prediction, and that's that Shiloh Sanders will be a team captain before the end of the season.
Ooh.
Mark my words.
Okay.
Wow.
Shiloh.
You hear me, Shiloh?
You writing that down, TJ?
Yep.
Okay,
well,
Lenny.
You came correct today, Lenny. Thank you for the call.
Well, you're welcome.
Did he really? He really
doing this with you. And by the way, Colleen, man, God was showing off when he made her.
He really was. I gotta tell you. Sorry, TJ's over there like banging the ground with his angry stick.
It's a kendo stick, first of all, and I'm gonna have to start using this. Hey, apparently,
my uncle's chiming in too.
What is wrong with you people? This woman's a professional.
This is a family show, people.
She's a professional trying to do a professional job.
She's like, not on an auction up for the highest bidder.
Right? Like, yet. Come on. What's up with that? Wow. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Roku's like, why did I let her do two shows?
The rails were off of
them. Rails and they were off of them.
17-0. Panama, Lenny from Panama. Lenny. The Tampa Bay Bucks.
Is it time for Rich Ackerman yet?
For who?
Rich Ackerman. Is it time for a break?
Is it time for Ackerman Hospital?
Rich Ackerman. Can you rescue us from this craziness on the show? I love Lenny.
You remember last year, the gummies kicked in.
Then I said, what's your THC content? He goes, why would I waste my time?
I love our callers.
This episode is brought to you by Temptations Cat Treats. Your cat will come running for the perfectly irresistible Temptations Creamy Puree and Temptations Lickable Spoon Cat Treats. The best time to feed lickable cat treats to your cat is anytime. Feed by hand for a playful moment, in a bowl for a creamy treat, or as a topper to make mealtime fun. Visit TemptationsTreats.com to learn more.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Rockman just out of the blue. Where were you when you sent this tweet, Chris?
Oh, I mean, was that on a Sunday? Was it a Sunday night?
Don't remember.
I was probably just at home.
And you just said, you
watching
know what?
A game.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, I'll take
might
a bite
gym,
out of Mike
myself.
Del Tufo's yeah. hat. You yeah. said, I will take a bite out of Mike Del Tufo's hat.
Yeah.
Eagles have made the playoffs, and you have avoided the inevitable for a week. That ends now. I just sliced up a 1-inch by 1-inch cutout of Mike Del Tufo's Callaway hat. And I placed it like little Easter eggs into the
great.
Half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yep.
Take a bite. Ugh, here we go. Here you go. Brockman is taking a bite. Did you get a piece of the hat there?
Oh,
I
yeah.
think you did.
Oh, yeah.
We have You're the one who chose the peanut butter, too.
Trash can nearby?
Nope. Nope. We don't. That's one bite of it.
Oh, he's taking it in. Just swallow.
You did you get it? Did you get a nice piece?
It's down. It's gone.
By the way, this is creamy peanut butter suddenly made a little chunky.
Oh, I feel it. It might be stuck in my throat.
There we go. There we go, man. Your champions of the NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles.
And there's part of the hat sticking out. I didn't get it all.
Oh, that is that is an awful piece right there in that,
like
in that sandwich.
Can I pull that
no, you may not.
No,
well,
no,
you have to,
no,
as long
no,
as you
no.
eat it, as long as
yeah,
you eat it,
eat it. Yeah.
Keep going.
Ugh.
Keep going. I didn't go through.
Oh, man, this piece is like right on my tooth.
Keep going.
I'm done.
You're almost done, man.
I mean,
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, I went down.
Why did you even do this, Chris? You didn't have to. You took the McLovin bait.
Because the Eagles stink.
You took
They're
the McLovin
terrible.
Bait.
They shouldn't have made the playoffs. That's why.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, I'll eat a bite of Del Tufo's hat on air.
I mean.
And you're doing it right now. That was on the 24th of November. Oh, my God.
That was Sunday?
Radio audience, I can't even tell if that's a piece of glistening jelly or a piece of a glistening jellied glistened
right
Del
there.
Tufo hat piece.
Oh.
Down it. Just. I feel like I'm talking to Taylor eating her broccoli. Just eat it and we'll get off your case. Oh, he just went one bite. He finished it. This is not going to be good because that is peanut butter and it is jelly and it is Del Tufo hat. And you just jammed literally 3-inch by 3-inch piece of sandwich.
It was a proud day for my future son.
Oh, my God.
You
Again,
are so
not
gross.
Not my fault.
I mean, you're talking about dogs in the bed being gross and you ate Del Tufo's hat.
Right.
Like, you have basically laid the line out for how to be so gross.
I said that when the Eagles were 5-7. Why would I think they would make the playoffs?
Wait till my dogs sleep on your bed.
They won 4 in a row to end the year. Great job, Cowboys.
You should take the dogs for a long run, then take them over to Chris's.
Oh, I'm going to take them to, like, the canyon, let them roll around in bushes where there might be, like, coyote poop.
Hold on.
And then you, I'm going to take them to your house.
You think the Jets are winning 12 games?
No, I mean, no, we can hope.
No chance. Who am I kidding?
Exactly.
I'm rooting for it at this point.
I only wish Aaron Glenn good luck for the first time in my life because I'd love to see it. I might bring them to your house anyway and accidentally let them into the bedroom.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Who? Me. That's who.
I'm just saying. Man, we were on, what were we listening to yesterday? The other day, that song came on and Cage was loving it. Loving Who Let the Dogs Out.
Because it's the greatest show. It's the greatest song ever. Come on. Who did? I did. Back here wrapping up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. And I'm Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. And please don't say I don't bring you the news. Brian Schottenheimer talking about Micah Parsons and wondering where he is or maybe just letting us know.
Yeah, again, like I said, voluntary right now, the camp. He was here last week, had lunch with him. Actually bumped into him in the airport. He was going to do some traveling, so I have not seen him yet this week. But again, my big thing with all the guys, whether they're here or not, is you can get great work in and you can get ready and you can be mentally prepared. But, you know, whether you're Micah, who's not here, he's here in and out, whether you're Dak, doesn't really matter. You know, it's just put your work in, get ready. There's a lot of ways to get ready and prepared. And I think the league's made it very clear that, you know, it's all voluntary.
All voluntary. How do you feel about that, TJ?
I get it. Like, he's a new coach, right? So he's trying to establish himself and, you know, but it seems like every year, right, we do these stories. These vets aren't going to these voluntary.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. We heard that earlier from Barry Kate Cabot.
It's best for, like, I guess, younger guys to get your rep, try to get some reps in. I think it's kind of crucial when your quarterbacks and receivers are there just to kind of get an early work on their timing. But, you know, I'm sure these guys are out, you know, putting in some work in the weight room and watching tape. You would hope to get to that level they had to have. So, you would think, right? You would think.
All I could think about was like, well, he's not hanging out in Magic City.
Well, mind your guys out on a boat doing God knows what.
That's true.
So,
I know that's right.
Mike Vrabel said he'll be handling that
situation. And we've talked to Stefan. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, looks like he was having a good time. It was Magic City on a boat, right? For Stephon Diggs.
I was wishing I was on that boat.
I mean, it seemed like it was a good time.
I'm
right?
Say this: once Archibald J. Manning gets me a boat, I pray that's that it looks like
that's what your boat's gonna look like.
God, if you listen,
fella, you have a boat. Help. Why are your boat parties like Stephon Diggs's?
Seriously,
who said they're not?
Wow,
Jay's married, so he doesn't have those type of parties.
That's very true. You know? It's a very
and no like the most beautiful wife of all time. So I mean,
It's a picnic.
844-204 Rich. Where'd it go?
The Patriots are going to be bad.
So bad.
And make sure when you walk your dog, the Brockman, that it gets dirty. It's a dirty, dirty dog.
As I stated earlier, you really think the Jets?
Your dog needs a bath.
Are going to win 12 games? Susie has lost it. All right, I'm going to take this one. All right, so a lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about flag football now coming to the Olympics, right? And a lot of speculation on. I'm trying to reel us in as best we can.
Well, when we get started, it's a wrap.
A lot of speculation on who's going to be playing.
You had to spot right, me.
I'm just going to let you guys finish.
You were supposed to be getting a pedicure right now.
I was supposed to be hanging out with Meg today, and here I am. Sorry. So, guys, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of conversation about the Olympics.
Are you just saying what I just said?
I don't listen to you. A lot of talk about the Olympics being a part of flag football and its rise. The NFL's put a lot of support behind that. About the rise of flag football, and here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say about that.
Yeah, I know it's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
Yes, going to be some magic in flag football.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Mahomes is out.
You know what I heard?
What? Old. Too old.
Mahomes is too old.
You know what that means.
Jaden Daniels time.
Maybe. Or
there's
Arch.
No chance that one of these blue chip and five star and way expensive quarterbacks are going to be playing flag football.
Sure, guys. You're 100% wrong. You're 100% wrong.
The team governors want them to play. The players totally want to play.
Yeah,
I think you're all
we
wrong.
We actually drafted our offense. We got to get in the defense maybe at some point.
Yeah, we got to get in the defense at some point.
Okay, so let's do it right now.
Defense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do? We do.
Is Myles Garrett all defense? Is he going to be your flag football?
Ooh, how old is Myles Garrett? I would say probably not.
30, maybe?
Myles Garrett's 29, so he'll be.
Too old!
He's too old. He'll be 32 when the Olympics hits. I would say Myles Garrett probably not going to play in the Olympics.
Okay.
Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons?
Yes. Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Abdul Carter? Yes. Travis Hunter? 100%. Yes.
Got to have Travis.
Will Travis play both ways?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not tackling anybody. So
yeah, it's flag. Boom,
boom, so that's why Miles could play. You think Myles Garrett's going to be less of a physical specimen? I don't.
Yeah, actually, he could be just right over the center. Just do the big. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
We should have Victor Wembanyama play.
Outside the box,
man. You know what I'm talking about?
What if we do a flag football team with just basketball players, though?
Great. Are you going to have a flag football coach or like an NFL coach? Because are those flag football coaches going to try to assert themselves with Myles Garrett? Miles, let me tell you how we play flag football.
I think you have
to,
Susie.
And he looks down on him like.
Here's who I want to be the flag football coaches.
Bill Belichick.
Sean McVay. No, Bill, we're keeping Bill away from everyone these days. Sean McVay. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel. Boom. There's your flag football coaches.
Okay,
Will McDaniel wear some crazy glasses, some like Miami glasses?
All of it.
I want Ben Johnson as my coach.
Him too.
Because he's gonna drop some plays that you wouldn't even think to come up with.
I want like a super team. Like, you know, OJ had the super team.
Yeah.
Lawyers, I want the super team flag football coaches.
Well, that's a really great comparison.
Offensive minds.
Terrific. Good
that's
job
who I
you.
Want.
Well, I mean.
About Mike Vrabel? He'll have like seven-a-days. He'll have seven-a-days out there.
Seven-a-days, Mike Vrabel? Mike Vrabel has a job right now that he needs to focus on. We need him locked in right
now. He's got to deal with Stephon Diggs right now.
He's got to deal with crazy-ass Stephon Diggs.
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Thank you. Ellie, you are on point right now.
By the way, you are doing an outstanding job today. And not just because you've had my back against these jamokes the entire time, but you've done an outstanding job.
You know why
jobs.
You're on point right now? Because you're not.
See, now I'm blue.
Old.
Jeez. Watch it.
Come on. You're not too old.
Watch it. If there was somebody who said dogs were allowed to be in bed, I would take the calls.
But exactly. Chad, but they're, all, Manny, on my, you're they're wrong. All on my side.
Chad, Manny, you're wrong. I'm just saying. I hope you have a great day, but you're wrong, so I won't take your call because I will only take calls that agree with me.
Do you think Colleen lets Kima sleep in the bed with her?
Yeah, I do.
I think Kima's got a crate.
She has a crate that she gets out of all the time.
I've seen
that.
And I think this
that
dog?
Kima does whatever Kima wants to
Yeah.
do. That dog should be named Houdini.
Just like, what was the name of the guy who had the Cocker Spaniel? And I said, David, Let David tell you what to do.
David's the man in the house.
Thank you for taking in this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
One love, Corbin.
Corbin, get it.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.